dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. These words come from the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Around the year 330 BC, there was a great Greek philosopher who went by the name of Plato. Not to be confused with the stuff we ate as kids, which is called Play-Doh. Plato was famous for many of his thoughts on reality and society. One particular work of his, called The Republic, is very famous. Maybe you've heard of it. Inside of The Republic is the famous allegory of the cave. In this allegory, Plato describes a man who is within a cave, always seeing shadows of images being cast onto the wall by a burning fire, by someone standing behind him, parading puppets back and forth. One day, he got tired of seeing the same old images and decided that he wanted to leave the cave. So he got up from his place and journeyed out of the cave to find this blinding light from the sun. Once he was able to adjust his eyes, he looked around and saw that the reality he thought he knew was all just a mere shadow of what he was viewing now. Plato, like many Greeks in his day, saw that there was more to reality than what they had in front of their eyes. Yet, they could not pinpoint exactly what it was. They had ideals of transcendental concepts like the true, the good, and the beautiful, but there was never any real notion of what those concepts would represent. And they always felt as though what they were taught and understood was just mere shadows of something more. 300 years later, around 30 BC, a Greek poet by the name of Virgil wrote a poem that would become famous, known as a messianic poem. And he described in the poem the following: "The last age, foretold in Sybil's verse, is come, and the great order of the ages begins anew. Now the virgin returns, the reign of Saturn recurs. Now from the heights of heaven a new generation descends. Only do thou, pure Lucina, the goddess of childbirth, show thy favor to the child that is to be born, the child under whom the race of iron shall cease, and a race of gold shall rise all over the world. He shall receive divine life. He shall see heroes mingling with gods and himself be seen of them. And he shall rule a world that has been given peace by the virtues of his father." Just 30 years before the birth of our Lord, here we have a man from the East whom we would consider a pagan, basically prophesying the birth of a child who would come into the world and begin a new order of gold that would establish a kingdom of peace never seen before by virtue of his father. And so when the time had come for the Prince of Peace to be born into the world, the three magi came from the East to pay him homage. These were not just simply wise men, as many today try to detract from them. These were wise men who were kings of lands that were far off and had journeyed from their countries. These lands that only provided a shadow of what their souls truly desired, which was truth himself incarnate. These three kings, who would have had riches, comfort, and stability in their kingdoms, symbolized all nations and their wealth. And they had climbed out of the caves of their ignorance and paid homage to the child prophesied not only by the Jews, but by Greeks and Gentiles alike. And once they saw the child, they, like St. Thomas Aquinas, beautifully realized that everything they had and believed was all just straw. Thus, just as we heard in the last line of the Gospel, they returned to their country a different way. And why is that? Not just merely by an angel, but because their eyes would never be the same. Their hearts had moved them out of their ignorance into the warming light of the love of God. This, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the Epiphany. This is what the church fathers of old would call the Theophany. This is the radical effect of God making himself manifest to all mankind. And this is the beginning of the new age that would be ushered in at his glorious passion for our sins. And today, how many in the world do we see, how many poor souls do we see just sitting comfortably in the cave of ignorance, just being entertained by the shadows of what true happiness is? Even with our technological advances and the different luxuries that we have in our homes, it begs the question, are we better off than the pagans before the time of Christ who actually were searching for him? This superficial warmth from the fire of fulfilling our own passive desires, leaving us comfortable, is not what we're called to. But as the great Pope Benedict XVI once said, we're not called and made for comfort. We're made for greatness. And this is what the Epiphany shows us. That it is when the soul humbly accepts the gift of faith from Christ that all of reality is changed forever. This is why the propagation of the faith, our evangelization efforts, are so important amongst our friends, co-workers, and our family members. Because it is the desire of Almighty God himself that all make the same spiritual journey that the three wise kings made in their souls to find him in his crib that he has given us even today. And that is Holy Mother, the Church. This materialistic and hedonistic society, these puppets that are paraded in front of us to attempt to enslave us to the cave of ignorance and emptiness, must be cast aside so that we can make our way to the Prince of Peace who is waiting for each one of us even now. And when we have found him, as we will find him in just a few moments at the altar rail waiting for us, let us be like the man in the allegory of the cave. The allegory of the cave does not end with the man just walking around, enjoying the nice sunshine, smelling the roses, probably eating Play-Doh. But he goes back into the cave and tries to tell the others about what he has experienced. For centuries, there have been those who have come to the light of faith and have gone back and told others about what they have seen. And just like the man in the allegory of the cave, they were killed for their faith. So, my dear brethren, let's be like the wise kings who came to Christ bearing gifts, and let us bear our hearts to him so that we may be given the grace to go out of this church a different way that we came in and courageously proclaim to all who are lost that their salvation has come, even if it means that we are the ones who must lay down our own lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.